Now we have three or four things to take care of today in the aspect of realms in the spirit. So you're not going to sit down right now, so you will get something to write on or type on. Because we're not going to be able to take this sitting down. I want close attention now for a few moments, then I'll tell you when you sit down. But before I can take you where I'm being led to take you in the spirit, it is apostolic and prophetic places that had almost by the enemy thought he had erased them to make us weaker and to cut us off of some strength that God wants us to have in our portion of life and in our relationship with him, or in our relationship with him and in our portion of life. I need to show you the first one so you'll be up to par. Come to understand the first priority of God's word is not to answer your prayer or not to handle your situation. So from this day forward, when you're reading the scripture, the first thing you want to look for is what you want me to do.
Yes.
Now I'm telling you, you're going to change your prayer life. You're going to change everything in your life. It's another realm of relationship with God that the body of Christ has been held back from, because including me, the first thing we do when we go to scripture, we ain't looking for God. We're looking for an answer. Are we looking for God to tell us some direction about our life?
Yes.
Not about his business.
Come on now.
I'm not holding you. I'm holding this pulpit. So I'll share. I'm asking the Lord what you want me to do. I'm going to share my morning meditation with you. I think it's going to give you an invitation to go places you've never been before. Is all right?
Yes, sir.
It started off with Ephesians 3:20. Turn there. Now, this is the introduction to the message, because I'm going to do some impartation today. You're going to be apostolic and prophetic impartation of the kingdom. Apostolic and prophetic impartation of the kingdom. What would it take for me to fully begin to maintain the kingdom power? What would it take me to maintain the kingdom power? In that scripture in Ephesians 3:20, in meditation this morning, I didn't know he wanted me to carry it over to you. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask to think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now he said to me, over the years, you have seen that scripture of just me talking about you. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask to think, according to the power that worketh in us. And he said this to me. The first priority when you read the scripture is using the word to carry out my assignment, not to answer your prayer. Most people are trying to use scriptures to get what they want. All right, Bible reader, talk to me here now. When y'all go to the Bible, what y'all going there for? Are you going to the Bible? Are you going to the Bible? Come on now, tell me the truth. Major of the time, are you going to the Bible and to ask God, what will you have me to do? Or what can you do for me? We've been trained to go to the Bible to find out what God can do for us.
That's right.
Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Who's so spiritual up in here, you're going to tell me, oh, no, every time I go to the Bible, I'm looking for God. I don't want nothing myself. I just want him. Okay. It's going to put you in another position. When you read the scripture, even that power is that scripture. Now to him that's able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask and think. You need to be thinking about him first. What can I do for him to put me in position? What is my assignment out of this scripture? So I'm hearing now from the Spirit, you're going to catch it too. The shopping center is closed. You, when you do what God tells you to do, you don't need to shout. All right, go to Matthew 6:33.
Yep.
Your shopping days are over. You already have all you want. It's all yours. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Everything belongs to you. But Satan and the system have put us in a shopping center. In the scripture. Lord, what you can do for me? Lord said, if you look clearly, I've already carried that out for you. Now notice that scripture, seek ye first the kingdom of God. We don't stop long enough there. We go to the last part. Come on. Come on with me, children. Because I'm not going to be the teacher if you lie. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. We left to seek. We left the righteousness. We left the kingdom. And we got down to, hallelujah, everything will be added to me. So if I didn't seek the kingdom first, if I seek what I praying about first and didn't seek the kingdom, Satan can invalidate the scripture. Satan can invalidate that scripture. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. If I don't pause in that scripture and ask the Holy Spirit to show me or unfold or unveil or reveal the kingdom to me and go to the last part talking about all these things to be added, you stop before you get there. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Do I ask for nothing? But if you get down there and we're mostly trained to seek all those things that can be added to me. I know I ain't gonna get many amen. That's okay. I hear the angels saying amen. Hallelujah. All right, now your prayer life, from this kingdom, it's a kingdom impartation, your prayer life will be revolutionized this morning. Your scripture reading will be revolutionized this morning. Your power will be revolutionized this morning. You will be a different woman. And you will be a different man. And you're always going to know you're a man. You're always going to know you're a woman. Because you're going to have revelation. You're going to have insight. You're going to have uncovering. You're going to have understanding. And you're going to have to, you'll get to the point. You'll get to the point that it'll show up before you ask for it. Now, I knew I should have had some more noise than that. That what you need. That what you desire for yourself and others will show up before you ask for it. Yes. It'll get to the point in your prayer life you're going to be so busy praying for somebody else you don't have to pray for yourself. Because everything you want, everything you desire, start coming in. Because you have positioned yourself to put him first. Okay. Now, the church at large have been improperly trained with scriptures. If we think about it, come on, some of y'all have been in church 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. If you think about it, the approach to God is always trying to get something from God. You pray 2 minutes and beg 55 minutes. You should have got it in your praise. If you'd have prayed longer, you wouldn't have had to ask for it. It's because everything you need, guess what? God already know you need it. Another thing is everything you need, God already talked to me. Talk to me. You see it? All right, I want you, just give me a while. Using the word to carry out God's assignment, most people are trying to use scripture to get what they want. You have to learn how to stop the thief. Turn to John 10:10 now. The Lord revealed to me how to stop the thief. You stop the thief by stop being a thief yourself. Robbing God of his praise, robbing God of his love, so busy trying to get what you and your family need. See John 10:10. The thief has power in our lives because we're not taking enough time for the presence of God. Present. I'm not talking about PRE. I'm not talking about no gift. I'm talking about his presence. So this Bible said the thief coming not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Three things he come to do. I'm coming that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. So pay attention to me, not the thief, and not what you want. Settle down, let me talk with you. Every time you pick up the Bible, look for me. What I'm saying to you, not what you can get from me, and not what your faith have taught you. You can have this and you can have that. All right, I know it's quiet. When you go to the scriptures, not looking for God's will or God's presence, you become your own thief. So actually, you're so bold and so blessed that because of improper training, we go to the scripture only to find God to do something. You become your own thief until you get the revelation of God first in every scripture. God is first in every scripture. Always approach the word of God wanting to know what he wants you to know and do. All right, I'm going to tell you one more thing, then I might let you sit down. Here's what God said to tell you in meditation this morning. Give me your presence and I'll give you my presence. When you read in the scripture, do God have your presence? Are you there? When you pick up the Bible, are you there? Are you open for changes, direction? Are you willing to let God shut your prayer down? Don't ask me for nothing. Listen, just do what I tell you to do. Go do what I tell you to do. Don't ask me for nothing. So there are people, if I don't have a asking God, if I can't ask him nothing, I don't want him. If I can't get him to do what I want to do, if he can't be my flower boy or my handyman, I ain't got no time for him. And you're not going to say it like that, but in your mind, if you don't understand, that's the way you're going to be, and that's the way Satan wants us to be. But if you're hearing me this morning from that one meditation, your whole life can change because you just go to God.
Yes, sir.
Go to the Word. It's three things. I want to glorify God, I want to magnify Jesus, and I want to edify the body of Christ. Those three things. My. You may be seated. Turn to Matthew chapter 6. We got the Lord's Prayer there, and I got to stay on that. Verse 10, Matthew 6:10. That's part of what we traditionally call the Lord's Prayer. But I'm going to a particular part about the kingdom. In Matthew 6:10, I want you to read that with me. You ready? Read. He got two places. He got earth and heaven, right?
Yes, sir.
And he got thy kingdom come. He got his kingdom and what else? And his will, where he wanted to happen at. Who he going to happen through? All right, you got it? All right, thy kingdom come. Now, the 13th verse revealed to us in 13, the B part of that verse says, for thine is the kingdom, and he tell us something else about his kingdom, and the power and the glory. You see that?
Yes.
Now, this will relate to your life if you pay attention. It will relate to your life. Just pay attention. See, you're so worried about your life, you're not saying about God. I want you to pay attention to God. I don't want you to pay attention about what you can do, where you can go, and what you can have. Just we won't focus on God. We won't focus on Jesus. And all of a sudden, he'll start showing you, start opening windows and doors for you so you can see things that is already there for you. In other words, what I'm saying to you is your spiritual hustling days are over. What I said?
My spiritual hustling days are over.
Yeah, because you're going to move by revelation. You're going to move by ownership. I said you're going to move by revelation and you're going to move by ownership. Satan don't want you to know your honor. Satan don't want you to know everything you need and everything you desire is already rightfully yours. Y'all better listen to me.
Yes,
Satan don't want you to know that. He wants you to believe you got to do so much to get it. It's already given. Listen very carefully. God does not operate by time. He operates by time in. So I want you to write this down. Entering into the timing of a supernatural kingdom. Entering into the timing of a supernatural. I just changed subject. The other part is going to be a part of it, but this is it. Entering into the timing, not the time, of a supernatural kingdom. Remember he said, did it wait on the Lord?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. So here, the supernatural do not function by time. The supernatural flow by divine timing.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You're going to eat on that a while. You have to be constantly aware of the leading of the Spirit when you're reading scriptures, when you're in prayer, when you're in prayer. You got to be constantly aware of the leading of the Spirit. He may turn any minute. He may turn on a street you don't think you should go down. He may walk up to a mountain, you may be trying to walk around it, but he want to move it. See, it's not on a level of normality. It's not, see, his timing. When he get ready to do something, nobody can stop him. But you got to be with him. You can't try to be adjusting things. You got to flow with the Holy Ghost. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Now, somebody, you get your answer. I'm going to make a statement. It's going to be a powerful statement, and I want you to get ready for this statement. I'll tell you what, if you get this statement is, see, because I'm not preaching or teaching. I'm imparting this to you.
Yes, sir.
All right, God imparted to me and told me to go out and impart it to you. Teaching and preaching is in it, but it's more powerful because it's something that, see, you can't impart what has not been imparted to you. So I'm preaching from experience of things that God have done that I know I couldn't do myself, but he did it supernaturally. Now get ready for this statement. All your situations must finally unfold in your favor. Now, I'm going to quit if y'all don't take that. If you approach God in the right way, in which I'm telling you, that he's not a time God. So it don't make no difference how things look at this point to God. It don't matter like it's going under God. It doesn't matter. All you got to do is stick with him. All your situations, plural, must finally unfold in your favor as you yield to kingdom direction. Of whom Jesus is the King.
Glory to God.
So what is that? What is the Spirit of God saying in this service this morning? Everything about to unfold in your favor as you change your activities in the Spirit. Never approach God for what you can get. Always approach God for who he is. Always honor him before you ask for something. Always praise him no matter what the weather like in your life. No matter wind blowing, or everything like it falling off. Always just get up great and praise him anyway. You must know nothing ever get out of control to your God. No matter what it looks like, it's not out of control. Not with God. So when you disturb and when you in fear, the Bible said God has not given us a spirit of fear. What did he give us?
Power.
What else?
Love. Sound.
Where is that? When you're dealing with something. Power.
Love.
And a sound mind. A sound mind. What kind of mind? My mind. Have my mind. Have my mind. Don't look at the weather. Don't look at the situation. Don't look at who's coming against you. Look at my weather. Peace be still. All right. For the world, this is a time. But for you and I, this is the timing for the kingdom of God to take over. Now, you watch them on YouTube, and all kind of people coming to church. All the pastors going bad. And all kind of people coming to church. And the homosexuals and the LGBT, what is it, EGBD or whatever it is, they're taking over. They ain't taking nothing over. They ain't taking nothing over yet. They got many churches that ain't nobody taking over. They got strong pastors, strong apostles, strong prophets watching over God's flock. They got strong people in the body of Christ. The church will never be weak. We here to hold things up. That's why they can't tear us down. Yeah, you have years, you have more. All the black churches going bad. Oh, for sure, all the black churches going bad. Because a few done gotten sin. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
No, the church ain't gone.
No.
You still got a sanctified church.
Yes.
We still got a holy church.
Yes.
We still got righteous people.
Yes.
We still got people going to praise God.
Yes.
We still got people going to give God thanks.
Yes.
We still got people who love God.
Yes.
We still got people living right.
Yes.
You can't wipe the church out. We not weak.
No.
I see y'all sitting down. Y'all still weak, huh? We not weak. We strong. We got to stay together. Y'all sitting down. We ain't no nursery here. Y'all need to understand. When you come on, lift God up. I didn't say you was perfect. I'm not perfect, but I say I love God and I'm living a holy life. That's what I'm saying. Don't tell me nothing. Ain't no devil, nobody taking the church over.
No.
The church still strong.
Yes.
I know y'all heard how weak the church is and everything going on and, oh man, it's getting bad. No, it ain't. I'm still holy. I'm still happy. I'm still healthy. So don't y'all worry about all that stuff. The Bible says it will come in the last days. It will be like this. Don't worry about that. We're going to walk through it. We're going to sing through it. I like them songs they're singing with them words. Hey, what that first song y'all singing, boy, you remember? That first song, or you singing it? He'll make a way. Talk about the mountain. Mountain don't make no difference. Talk about all the stuff they say impossible don't make no difference. He'll make a way. What you dealing with this morning? Come on, talk to me. What you dealing with this morning? I'm here to tell you, he'll make a way. Tell somebody next to you, he'll make a way. Tell him, say, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Tell him he's making a way right now. Then laugh. Laugh about it. He'll make a way. See, that's what we come here for. We come here to know if we pray at him, he'll make a way. Paul and Silas was locked in jail at midnight. Paul looked at Silas and said, let's sing a little bit. Let's praise his name. How can you sing when you're locked out? You know that God got the key. Paul and Silas began to sing and began to praise God. And my Bible said there was an earthquake. Who brought the earthquake? There's an earthquake coming in your problem. That was holding you back. Just go ahead on and praise God. Thank God for his goodness. And the earthquake is on the way. Peter was locked up in jail. They had him locked up in the inner chamber. And then the people was praying for Peter. And they were praying night and day. And God sent an angel. Woke Peter up, took the chain off, opened the door and said, follow me. Your angel on the way. Tell somebody, my angel on the way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Daniel standing up in the lion den. And the big lion roaring. Roar. Daniel says, you can roll all you want. You can't touch me. Hebrew boys standing in the fire. Fire burning. Fire supposed to burn you up. But the fire seemed like you couldn't burn them boys. They looked like they was fireproof. I'm telling you, when you're walking with God, you're fireproof. You can't be drowned. The lion can't eat you. The fire can't burn you. Y'all better talk to me up in here. This, I'm not talking, this is not fiction I'm talking. I'm talking revelation. I'm imparting to you that you can endure anything. Because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Then I heard somebody say, if I can hear the Lord is my shepherd. So no matter where I am, I shall not want. When things not going right, sit down at a table. He said, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy, anoint my head with oil, my cup running over. Sometimes we just need to sit out, shut up, and eat from the table. Some of y'all maybe don't know this God I'm talking about. He's real, man. He's real. He's up in here now. He's working on some cases up in here right now. He's working on cases. People who connected with us, he's working on cases right now. He's shutting some things down in our lives. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Be healthy.
Be healthy.
Tell a person next to you, be healthy.
Be healthy.
Tell them, say, God dug it, be healthy. And then tell them something else. God dog it, be wealthy. I hear the glory falling. I say, I hear the glory falling. I hear the glory falling. I hear the glory fall. I hear the glory. I hear the glory fall. Up on this house. Right now. Everything you need God to deal with being dealt with right now. Because you're in His glory. You're in His presence. Come on, raise your hand. You're in His glory. You're in His presence. Thank Him for His glory. Thank Him for His presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can't take much more, man. Hallelujah. Let it flow. Hallelujah. Tell somebody my answer here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Give the Holy Ghost a chance. 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 He can do something about it. Give the Holy. I said, tell somebody, give the Holy Ghost a chance. My goodness. Woo. Woo, my goodness. Ah. Shh. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. Shh. Hallelujah. Oh my. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shh. Shh. Hallelujah. Sit down, Sukin. Sit down, Sukin. You take these notes. I'm not going to close. Remember, you're the one who set the spiritual clock. Write that down. You're the one who set. See, things got to operate under your timing, not by time, because you're a kingdom citizen. You set the spiritual clock. Now, I'm going to give you some numbers now. Number one, being in agreement with the kingdom plans at all time. Being in agreement with the kingdom plans at all time. Turn to Matthew. I think you read We read Matthew 6, 10 and 13, thy kingdom come. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Thy will be done.
Yes, sir.
Right? In earth as it is in heaven. Right? And then the 13th verse said, thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. So being in agreement with the kingdom plan at all time means you're going to have power, the kingdom, the power, and the glory working on your behalf. Got it? All right. Number two, seek the kingdom properly and steps into a threefold anointing. Seek the kingdom properly and step into a threefold anointing. Seek the kingdom properly and step into a threefold anointing. And the proper way is Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Don't seek those things first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Got it?
Yes,
all right. And I mean, when you're dealing with something, Lord, I'm just seeking you right now.
Yes.
And he'll show you. All right, another scripture go with that. The threefold anointing is in John, in Romans 14, 17. Turn down. Romans 14, 17.
Yes,
the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but the three things. Righteousness, peace, joy.
Joy!
Somebody in here needs some joy.
Joy!
Text the person next to you and say, I'm smearing some joy on you.
Joy!
You come here heavy. You come here loaded. You come here and say, what am I going to do next week?
Joy!
You can't get to a moco telesica. I'm operating in joy, me. Joy, joy, supernatural joy.
Joy
unspeakable and full of glory. Seek the kingdom properly. You see that? And step into a threefold anointing. Righteousness, peace, and joy of the Holy Ghost. Y'all getting this?
Yes, sir.
Wave your hand at me online. Wave your hand at me. Y'all getting it? I want y'all to walk in that threefold anointing. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. The kingdom, the power, and the glory on your life. All right? I want you, Junior alluded to it, but I want to emphasize, re-emphasize it. Begin to carry kingdom keys with you at all times.
Yes.
Begin to carry kingdom keys with you at all times. That's Matthew 16, 19. If you're going to carry kingdom keys, you're going to have revelation. Kingdom keys are revelation keys. Kingdom keys see things that the average person don't see. Call it walking in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Walking by faith.
Yes, sir.
Giving God first place.
Yes, sir.
I'm going
to
close in a minute.
Hallelujah.
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 Ask the point next to you. You ain't got nothing yet. Set them here with your dead self. What are you waiting for? All this, all the things God has spoken here this morning. You act like you ain't got nothing. You said you're all dry, like you ain't been to church or something like that. What the matter with you? All your answers can come in here this morning. You go back home, your house gonna be different. If you got one, you might find your dishwasher dancing when you get in the house. All on the floor. Anything could happen. The kingdom of God that is in me is full of the supernatural. That operates by love and faith. The kingdom of God that is in me is full of the supernatural that operates by love and faith.
Yes,
Look at 1 Corinthians 4:20. Put it up there quickly. I want you to see this one. You need to see this one. 1 Corinthians 4:20. Who know what 1 Corinthians 4:20 said? For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Just stop talking. Just talking with no power. Talking and don't even believe what you're saying. Stay with it till you believe it. Then say it. Don't quote the Bible. Speak the Bible. You heard what I said. Don't quote the Bible. Speak the Bible. How are you going to speak it? You got to stay with it till you believe it. You got to stay with it till you know it. You got to stay with it till you made it yours. Then you say it. Then it's no longer you talking. It's God talking. Girl, you sitting up here looking all dry and everything. Let me tell you something, child. Enlightenment is a whole lot stronger than excitement. Excitement will drop you like a frog in a helicopter. I couldn't think of nothing else. Excitement will, see, when you're in the spirit, you try to go back in the natural and get something. But excitement will drop you like a frog in a helicopter. The frog don't even know the helicopter supposed to take you somewhere. He just jump out. But when you got enlightenment, baby, you know I'm going to stay buckled in this seat until this thing land where I'm going. How many of y'all ever traveled by jet? How many of y'all, put your hand up. Let me see how many of y'all never traveled by jet. How many of y'all scared? Never traveled by jet. You never traveled by jet? No? You get there pretty quick. I made a 3-hour drive trip the other day in 25 or 30 minutes. That's a whole lot different, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Ain't stop at no red light. I'm just showing you what life can be. You're going to start traveling by jet in your life. Y'all been walking, riding bicycles and hitchhiking. But you in the kingdom of God and you're supposed to be able to fly in life and enjoy life and bring somebody else in with you to enjoy. Kingdom of God is not in word only. Word only over here. Power. Could it be? Could it be many times we with the Bible was operating in word only? But not from now on. Stay there long enough till the power comes. Don't ask for nothing. Just sit there with him.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, you talk. Just sit there with him. Just say, I love you, Lord. Then you look at the word and say, what you saying to me? Don't ask him for nothing. Just sit there with him. And then the power comes. Then you can get up there. You're done. Thank God my boys. I think I'm over 53 churches. How many churches I'm over, son? 53 in different states. And I was supposed to be, I was going where today if I'd have left?
Newport News.
I set my pilot up and I wasn't going to be here today. Montreal was going to preach. I was going to Newport News, but I got Darius and Darnell have set me up with all the churches that are under me. I can see what they're doing. I can listen to a message from them. And so I tell them, I found one without a necktie. I'm going to jack him up. He ain't gonna be preaching without no necktie. I'm gonna be part of Word of Life, LTMA. No, no, I'll put him out. Put a necktie on. Be dressing like a little football player. But I got this. I'm gonna get this strapped. I got it straight. I think the last time I saw him, he had a tie on. But in watching them, I watched five or six of my sons preaching. They're preaching exactly out of their spirit the same message about the kingdom and the church. The boy who I was going to did such a good job, but I was watching him, I canceled the trip. I'm gonna go preaching at night, preach the money coming at his church on a Friday night or something like that, but I don't need to go on Sunday. He doing the job. I'm proud of him, boy. They're doing it. I don't want to call none of them names, but I was watching one last night. He, man, that boy preaching, man. And he's preaching in the same anointing, in the same, the transition that is happening in the church now, that we're going into the kingdom. You understand what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, I'm that strict. If I'm going to wear a tie, you're going to wear one. Or I'm not your father. See, I ain't going to be, you know. The kingdom, I'm going to give you two or three more things, then I'm going to close. The kingdom of dominion is knocking on your life right now. Now, y'all know the scripture, Revelation 3:20? Y'all got mighty God. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, I'll come in, sup with him and he with me. So the kingdom of dominion is knocking on your life, knocking on your life now. Now, there's another thing that I need for you to know. This kingdom make you powerful and you're so forceful, there's no power in the world can handle you. So there are many things in your life would have to be, you have to take by kingdom force. And remember, no force can overpower the kingdom. Now look at Matthew 11:12 right quick.
Yes, sir.
Then I'm gonna stand up in about 4 or 5 minutes and impart some things to you. Matthew 11:12, you see it? For day of John the Baptist, now the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Kingdom, you see, kingdom power overcomes Satan. Matthew 12:25. Kingdom power overcomes Satan. Close your mouth. Don't just yawn in my face. Just yawn, open your mouth. Be yawning like I'm. Put your hand over your mouth. Okay? Yeah. Your yawn ain't going to shut me down. Because I'll do this to you. I'll yawn back at you. I'm yawning at you with you, no, none paying attention to. Put down Matthew 12:25 through 32. Stand up, let me impart some things to you. Put that down, y'all read it yourself. What will it take for me to fully begin to manifest the kingdom power and glory in my life to honor God? Right spiritual information. John 8:32. You shall know the truth. Truth will set you free. Revelation unfold by the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 2:10. Eyes have not seen, no ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man things that God had prepared for them to love him, but the Spirit in that 10th verse. You never heard this statement before, but to make a statement, I'm speaking it over your life. Redeeming blood flowing properly in my life, declaring it is finished. Revelation 5:12, it gives you sevenfold power of the blood. Reassuring anointing and supernatural abilities is upon your life right now. You got your Bible? Grab your Bible. Look at Acts 10:27. I'm doing this impartation. I got a few more minutes. Let me do it. Everybody yawn. Redeeming blood flowing. You never heard that before. He gave me that in the impartation. All the time now, you always got redeeming blood flowing in your life. And the redeeming blood is declaring whatever you're going through or wherever you're going to, it is finished. Satan has no argument he can stand up to God with. He's wiped out. Jesus did it at the cross. And they say early one Sunday morning. He got up. I heard one young man say he wasn't in a hurry. He took his time and folded night clothes. I ain't scared of you, devil. He got up from death and then stood up there and wiped his pajamas and stuff and folded and put it right there. That's the way you're going to live. No matter what comes, you know you got resurrection power. All right. You receive?
Yes, sir.
Righteousness understanding. You got to understand righteousness as Romans 4:14-17. Always ready to apply faith maturingly. You're maturing in your faith. In other words, whatever come up against your life is a maturing factor. It's telling you, grow up. A harder challenge come. Good God, I got to close. It's telling you, I'm gonna take you to another step now. So I let Satan come and he thinks he can hold you, but I want you to walk on him. I want you to use your faith. I don't want you to break down, talk about poor little old me. Why me? Just stand up and say, God, what to do here?
Yes.
Give me some wisdom.
Yes.
If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God.
Yes.
So problem come for you to grow.
Yes.
Problem come, Satan think you're going to destroy you, but problem come not only for you to grow. Listen to me. Problem come for you to know who you are in Christ. God, you done yawn on me again. Put your hand over your mouth, God. Girl or boy, what I tell you, I don't know y'all wear your hair so different. I don't know. I forgot where I am. Hey. I'm preaching in the apostolic anointing. And I know when that yarn comes, you can't stop it, you know, but just cover it. Who that was? In your class?
Yeah.
You were teaching in school, in school? And what the guy said? Leroy, you ain't saying nothing. In the school of ministry. Get this last one, I'm a close. Resurrection power released It's time to take over with kingdom business. Resurrection power, to one more scripture, turn to Philippians 3:10. And we'll close there. Resurrection power, I'm imparting this to you. Apostolic and prophetically impartation of king of the kingdom. Resurrection power. That I may know him. Ooh, hallelujah. And the power, not just know him. I don't want to just know him. And the power of his resurrection. And the fellowship of his suffering. Being made conformable unto his death. In him I live, move, and have my being. Huh? I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I'm not by myself. I got somebody on the inside. I heard the word say, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I'm not going to let Satan shut me down. I might have a few things I got to deal with, but I'm going to rise up in resurrection power because I don't live by my own power. I live by the power of the Son of God. I got resurrection power. Oh, I ain't going to quit till y'all you hear me. I got resurrection power. Oh, y'all better say something to fool me anyway. I got resurrection power. Oh, we're going to be here quite a time. I got resurrection power on the inside of me. I'm not weak. I'm strong. Strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I put on the whole armor of God. I can stand against the wild of the devil. I have on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. I got round my waist the girdle of truth. My feet is charged with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I have the shield of faith. Quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Let me talk to you here a minute. I got the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Don't let me get on my knees. I said, oh no, don't let me get on my knees and raise my hand in the air. You're in trouble then. Don't let me get on my knees and raise my hand to glory. It's all over there.